Welcome to Your Expansive Self Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha Kretel. I'm a self-healing and leadership coach, breathwork and meditation teacher, truth finder, activator, and a passionate student of life. I fully believe that everything is interconnected in our world and that it's time that we talk about the deeper truths of it. My goal is to share with you all that I know within the energetics of self-healing, health and wealth, spirituality, sexual energy, conscious business and leadership, basically all the things that I'm obsessed with. I am fully committed to helping you remember that you can lead, embody, create, and live from a place of wholeness, love, empowered sovereignty, and personal freedom. We have conversation with heart leaders, solo episodes, no BS, no filters, sharing from my heart to yours with integrity, love, and wisdom. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I'm so honored and excited to have you here with me. So let's get started. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am currently in my car. This is my first time recording an episode while driving, and just really feeling the inspiration come through. And it's just such a straight road. There's nothing else to do. I'm like, yeah, it's time to record something and to see how it goes, see how it flows. And I'm actually currently on my way to see a past client of mine who's now a friend. I'm going to meet her baby daughter for the first time. And a funny story behind that is that her and her partner conceived Mia the night she came back home from my retreat, which I thought was so funny because I'm like, oh my God, you were so heart open and you were so in your own little space and just so embodied. Like, look what happens. Like, look at the creation that came forth. And so I'm really, really excited to meet her and to see them and to connect and chat and all the things. So yeah, that's where I'm at, back in Montreal. Don't know if I mentioned that, but oh, I have, last podcast, I remember now. So yeah, today's just gonna be really free-flowing. I'm not going to edit anything. This is just a recording on my phone. And you know, the downloads, the ideas, the thoughts that I have that come through while I drive are really interesting. I don't think it's just me, but there's something that happens when you're just in the vehicle going from point A to point B, when you're not in a rush. There's all this space. And in this space, I really genuinely believe that it's almost like a different practice of stillness of some sort. And so really excited to see what comes through today. So anywho, moving on. Today's conversation about letting go, about surrendering, about what that feels like, about what that looked like. Before I dive into that, I want to let you guys know that whether this comes out today, which is the 26th of December, on the 28th of December at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, there is a free masterclass. The last free masterclass of 2021 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's all about going to be about surrender and what that feels like and what that looks like for you and why we're resistant to it. So I'm going to tap into a bit of it today. But if you could get your hands on that, I'm going to be offering probably the biggest offer I've ever put out there, the biggest opportunity I've ever put out there in the last 2 years, I would say. This is like a big, big chunk that I have chosen to put together and to offer. So go into the show notes or on my Instagram at Tasha Kretel. In the show notes, you'll see the link. You can just register. Like I said, it's free. And you can get the replay for 72 hours post masterclass. And the offer will also be available at that time. And that's about it. So first of all, wherever you're at, if you could just take a deep breath. And just remember that, first of all, something in you, something around you, within you, guided you to come forward and to press play on this episode today. I think sometimes we take these things very lightly. And what I mean by that is that we're not super intentional with everything that we do. And if we did take the time to be very intentional with the big things, the small things, and just choosing to have a more ceremonial, sacred interaction with what we are doing, I feel like everything would open up so much more for us. So imagine if you like press this episode today, and at the same time you realize and remember and just implant the seed, the idea, the possibility that what if after this episode your entire life changes, your relationship to surrender changes forever? What if as you listen to this, you will now be in a co-creative relationship with yourself, the divine, and everything around you and within you in a way that is unexplainable, unfathomable, and completely unexpected? Wouldn't that be fucking amazing? So imagine if we started doing little things like that with everything that we do. All the things that we do, all the things that we choose to think, to become. Okay. What I love the most about surrender and the thought of letting go. Man, do I used to fucking hate when people used to tell me that. Just let go, just let go. I'm like, you don't understand. I fucking want to, but I don't know how. And that's the whole point, was like, when I was getting to the point of saying, I don't know how, there was my cue. There was my cue to recognizing that it's not a doing. It's a decision and it's a willingness. I want to say that as I go deeper into this conversation, into this topic, it is hard to surrender when your body is operating at constant survival. It's hard to even fathom the thought of what it could look like and feel like when you've released no trauma and you are still operating from trauma, and where you're very dense and in your body, when there's still your nervous system being in complete survival, which could look like overload of stress, fatigue, insomnia, anxiety. You know, it's kind of like when someone's anxious and you're like, just calm down. Like, do you really think that helps? Hell no. So I just want to say that first and foremost, me being who I am now and who I used to be, I understand where you're at. If you are in that position, not 24/7, because you can't be in that space 24/7. I genuinely believe you are not operating out of survival all the time. But if it's a greater ratio in your life compared to being at peace and calm and centered, I hear you. I get it. And I want you to know that there is still a high chance, a great possibility, and a big opportunity for you to start practicing to live into a space that is much more surrendered and much more peaceful and much more able to let go. So the word surrender comes from a French word, a French term back in the day. I don't know which year specifically. I could look it up, but I'm not going to right now. Where if you separate the words, it says surrender, S-U-R. S-U-R in French means over. It means over something, right? Above, sur, on top of. And then you have render, which in French is rendre, to give back, to offer. So when I look at that term, surrender, to me, is to offer back above, is to offer back, is to give back to something that is, that can feel like it's above me, greater than me. And some may call it God, some may call it source, some may call it spirit, some may call it universe, some may call it energy. Whatever that looks like for you. So really at the basis of surrender, we are ultimately trusting ourselves to be able to offer back to the world, offer back to God, offer back to spirit, whatever it is that we choose to let go of. And I think, again, this can be challenging when we don't really have a spiritual practice, a spiritual knowing. Whatever that looks like for you, you know, it doesn't have to look like a specific way that you've seen online or in books or whatever that is. I really believe that your spirituality is your connection to something greater than yourself, whatever that looks like, and your connection to that with yourself, within yourself. I hope we're still following me here. I'm just going on a flow right now. But in that, we tend to forget, right? Like the ego in the mind is very much about, I'm over here, they're over there. Separate, different, small. I'm small, I'm nobody, I'm not important. That's what the ego and the mind sounds like. But when you cultivate your own spiritual practice, again, whichever form that wants to look like for you, and I think in one of those, from my experience anyways, no matter what spiritual practice you have, I've had, you know, students that have had many different backgrounds and things and connect to something very specifically that is different than me, but at the core of all of that, no matter where you are, something that is like a non-negotiable in my experience is intentional, committed, devoted time for silence. That has been a game changer, a huge game changer for myself, for my students. And it's funny because it is like the thing that we resist the most is like intentionally being in silence, in meditation for 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes, an hour. But that at the core is the basis of your ability to surrender, to let go. Because in that place, energetically, what happens is that whatever you were attached to, whatever you were expecting, whatever disconnect you had, whatever was in between of you and your own spiritual connection and divinity, it becomes dissolved. It just dissolves. And when you're in that present moment, something happens. Your heart opens up. You forget who you are. You connect to another realm that is not only you. As Ram Dass says, you quiet the mind and you open the heart. Quiet the mind and open the heart. So it can feel really hard to surrender when you don't know who to surrender to. I'm going to repeat that. It can feel really hard to surrender when you don't know who to surrender to. And I always use sometimes, and not always, but you know, sometimes I use the analogy of sex because it's very representative as to how we show up in life. And so for women, for example, our ability to really have a deep, penetrative orgasm is completely reflective as to how much we can allow ourselves to surrender in that moment and allow our bodies to be taken over by this energy that we have no idea what it is, where it comes from. It's the unknown. It's the complete unknown. This is why they call it in French, la petite mort, the little death. It is completely unknown. So in that moment, your ability to surrender will really, really, really show up. And this is where people get confused, I think, from what I've experienced. And I've also been there in the past. I remember with certain partners sexually, I would go like, I remember saying, I don't know why, I can't surrender, and I just don't feel safe with them, and that's why I can't surrender. And what I didn't see at the time is that it had nothing to do with my partner. And my ability to surrender in that moment, when I kept saying it's because I don't feel safe with him, in that moment, it was another, you know, protection layer of my ego. Anytime that we tend to blame another external reason for the reason why we are experiencing what we're experiencing, that's ego. It doesn't want to take ownership. And I'm not saying that you blame yourself for all the things, because that's also not the answer. Self-shame and self-blame is fucking real, and it does not serve anyone. It does not serve anything. But in that moment, and even more so recently, is I recognize that God, Source Spirit, really shows up in other people, in other experiences, in businesses, in different entities. A business is a different entity. And our partners and our friends are that too. So when we are in interaction with a partner sexually, we're physically, sexually intimate with that person, and we're being called to surrender just a little bit more, and we want to be experienced and penetrated by life, by Source, by God, by Spirit, in that it requires us to surrender to it, to ourselves. It's a gift to ourselves. And in that, it becomes a gift for the other person to experience you in that. But ultimately, you are surrendering to you. You are surrendering to the unknown spaces and crevices inside your being that you had no idea were there in the first place. You're surrendering to your own energy that you didn't know could be expressed that way. And you let yourself be taken over by it. You let your heart crack the fuck open, and you trust yourself in that experience. And the ripples that come from that is unexplainable. And so we really get to get out of the mind and get into our hearts. Quiet the mind, open the heart. Quiet the mind, open the heart. And how does that even help us navigate through life? I really genuinely believe that, A, first of all, this is what I'm going to be covering in the masterclass. B, it also shows us, where are we tense in life? Where are we so afraid of letting go? What does it mean when we let go? Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I will lose control. And this is my question for you. Do you think that you are in control when you don't surrender? Because realistically, you're not. Either way, you're not in control. My favorite analogy, or the way to differentiate between the control and being in charge, to me, it's very different. It's probably one of my favorite ways that I've explained this in the last year or so to my students. Being in control, we are really trying to be the ones, the only ones, who are going to create the outcome of what we're trying to create. But when you're being in charge, you realize that you are charging yourself, you are resourcing yourself from the inside out. You are charging yourself to be in co-creative flow with, again, the Source, Divine, God, Source, Spirit, whatever it is that you connect to the most. And when you choose to be in that charge, you don't really know where that energy is going to go. But if you're intentional with it, and if you pray, and if you ask for it to be served for your highest good and the highest good of all, and you allow it to guide you, trusting this energy, trusting what you are here to do, whether you know it or not. You know, we're so focused on like the actual thing and like what we're here to do. And I always tell people, like, you are here to experience the human experience to its fullest capacity. That should be your deepest focus, and to really allow yourself to cultivate your deep connection to your heart and what that looks like in your own inner world. Your spiritual connection, your spiritual practice, your spiritual prosperity should be your number one. Your number one focus, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to God. And in that, again, we get to allow ourselves to be in charge powerfully, lovingly, openly. A good way to also look at this is, naturally, we are always, grace is always available to us. Grace is always available to us. And the reason why some of us can't tap into it is because we don't allow ourselves to, consciously or subconsciously. And when we allow ourselves to be in grace, and we allow ourselves, and again, it's a decision, it's a choice, it's an allowing. In that grace, and maybe you're feeling it right here, right now, as you're just listening to this, in this grace, there's a sense of relief and spaciousness. And you realize that you're not really alone. Actually, we're never alone. And this can trigger a different part of your own identity of who are you when you recognize that you're never alone? And who are you when you recognize that you have more support than you can even imagine? And that the magic of your life lays in the hands of the Creator that is always here, that is always waiting for you to just say yes and okay. And you will never know what your life is going to look like specifically, but that's the fucking beauty of it. I think most of my life, I would say the last 5 years specifically, have been unexplainable. You can't explain the shit that I've received, that I've attracted, that I've like found myself into. You can't explain it. But my biggest focus every single fucking day was to pray and to ask to use me and to be connected to that prime Creator, Source, God, divine energy every day. Show me the way. And when I feel tense, please help me and support me, let go even more and show me the way even more. And I think in those moments, I've really recognized that, wow, it's really not just about me. Do I know 6 months down the road where my money is going to come from? Do I know exactly where I'm going to be? Do I know what I'm going to be doing? Do I know who I'm going to be doing? Who I'm going to be doing? Oh my God, that's a potential, but I have no idea. What I meant is who will I be in 6 months? Do I know? No. Oh my God. Guys, I've had like, you know, I've been feeling my next partner coming. So I'm like in that energy, being very upfront, and I'm on a recording in my car and I'm not going to be stopping this. So I'm just, that was there. So in that, I have no idea. And am I okay with that? Fucking yes. I am so okay with that. I am more than okay with that. We're not in the space that look at the pandemic. Did we plan that this was going to come? I mean, some people predicted it. But realistically, was anyone fully 150% prepared? No. you can't fully be ready or prepared for anything specifically. But you can have the space to trust yourself to have the ability to respond to life accordingly. And that requires you to be connected to something greater than yourself. Everything lays in your ability to respond. Life is always working with you and for you. And your main job is to focus on your own responsibility to respond to life. Think of the word responsibility. It feels heavy to some people, but realistically, when you really think about it, it's your ability to respond. Response ability. Your ability to respond. And so any space in your body that you feel pressure around responsibility, that's your invitation to heal something in there for sure, and to welcome in more space for that surrender and that trust of and with yourself. I hope this is really landing so far. I'm really enjoying this conversation on the road. And there's a lot of pauses, I'm aware. I'm allowing, again, it to come through, whatever wants to come through that serves me, serves us, all of us, all together as a collective. I'm here for it. This is what I'm here for. And it's so beautiful to trust yourself in that transition, that transaction, that transmutation. The gap in between, the bridge of like knowing and not knowing, the black and the white, the feminine, the masculine, all the polarities. There's always a bridge in between. And in that, it's always connected to how much do you trust yourself? And it's such a beautiful invitation for a deeper, expression. It's always a deeper, I'm closing my eyes. Oh my God, I can't, I'm driving. It's always an invitation to get deeper into ourselves and to explore the spaces, the big, the small, the ones we have yet to say hello to. What's coming up in my mind right now is like the other day when I had my friend Val over, and we're using now our Tuesdays to connect and to ground together and to do a little ceremony together. And so I had some hapé, and we do some hapé together, and I served her, and her body went instant. Like it was really intense for her, and hapé can do that sometimes. And so I saw her face and her body just like, oh my God, you know, just like kind of freak out. And it's totally normal. It happens sometimes, even for me, like quite often. And in that, I was just like touching her leg, and I was just reminding her, I was like, breathe, let the medicine sink in. You're good. Let the medicine sink in. You're safe. You're good. Breathe, relax, and allow. And in that allowing became the medicine. And in that allowing, you could hear her breath deepen and her heart open. And I was like, look at that beautiful surrendering moment right here. Just allowing yourself to be held by something you can't really explain. But you know it's there and it's yours, and it's an extension of you, and you are an extension of it. It's fucking beautiful. And I absolutely love witnessing people in that. It's probably because there's been most of my life me not being able to be in that space, and now that I'm able to cultivate it and practice it on the daily. And every moment, it's not just during sex or just during my business or just during whatever that is. It's in the moments where I don't know, in the moments where I can feel the contracting, the tightness, I visualize it being put into a box and offered up to God. And I'm like, you take this. I don't have to do this alone. I never have to do anything alone. So imagine what can happen when you have that new programming of, I never have to do anything alone. Oh my God, there is so much receiving that comes from that. So much. And it's here for us, and it'll ripple in every single aspect of your life. Like, there is not one space that I can think about that your life will benefit from this. I really hope that this supported you in some way, that this served you in some way. I really, really, really hope that you get to listen to this before we get on the masterclass and you decide to join us December 28th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I will put the link in my show notes. You can check it out on my Instagram too. I will also put it there. And in that masterclass, again, we will just dive into deeper forms of that. We're going to do some breathwork and meditation as well, because that's like a non-negotiable for me in every single one of my teachings. Because you can't just talk about the things and learn about the things. You got to anchor them in your body. You got to integrate them. You got to allow that to sit in your system. You can read all the books, listen to all the podcasts, but if you don't embody that, if you don't anchor that in, if you don't integrate it, it's in the garbage. So that's what I'm also here to support you with. And like I said, I'm going to be offering the biggest opportunity I have ever offered. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. So again, if this episode has served you, if you know someone who would benefit from this, please share with them. I look forward to connecting with you guys on Instagram. That is my number one place that I'm at. We got some exciting things coming for 2022. It's going to be a fucking potent year, and I'm so excited to support more of you in that space. Holy fucking shit. Here we go. We are in it. And if you are looking for mentorship, for guidance, for support in your own expansion of your own revolution that you get to be, because it starts with you, what you're trying to create, what you're trying to do, what you're trying to be, what you're trying to heal. It's all about you being. And that's what came through the last couple days for me, is really like, I teach you to be the revolution you want to see in the world. And it's such a co-creative, holistic approach, and it's so fucking powerful and potent and clear and loving and expansive. It's next level. It's completely transformative. It's completely transformative. I know it because I've experienced it myself. I am who I am today because of the work that I've chosen to do with myself and for myself. And it's constantly evolving, and it's so amazing. And if it's calling to you, I do have some spaces for applications for 2022. I only take for 6 months now because those are the most potent spaces to be in. There is so much safety. Think of like the 6 months as the masculine energy that holds. So in that, we have so much space to do the healing, to bring forth your own expression and your own unapologetic claiming of who you are, who you want to be. And it's so beautiful to witness. I'm so honored every single day with my current students now. Every day they're in my prayers, and I'm just like, wow. Wow. What they've chosen for themselves, what I get to like bring forward energetically for them, like, this is just incredible. Incredible. So if that calls to you, I also have space for that. And if not, I really hope to see you in the masterclass. And if not, I will see you on the next podcast episode. Goodbye, my beautiful love bugs, and we'll chat soon. We'll see you soon.